And you don't seem to understand. A shame you seemed an honest man. And all the fears you hold up dear.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Serial Episodes Lane, Layer 8 of Lost in Translation 1. I'm May.
And I'm Jay.
And this time we watched Serial Experiments Lane, Layer 08, Rumours. Yes, so that sure was an episode, but we'll get to that in a bit. But first, for a quick recap, in the last episode, we more or less found out that Lane is indeed Lane of the Wired, and she was asked some pretty interesting questions, like, how do you know if your parents are really your parents? Like, how do you know? And that was a pretty interesting question, and it sort of leads into this month's episode. So we'll just go into it.
Present day. Present time.
The start of the episode has Lane sort of playing this game with one of the creepy children, and it looks more or less like a monster hunter or some kind of like monster slaying game. And they're talking about God and playing games, and he's very creepy because I think we've established that all the kids in this show are pretty creepy.
And they're all like hyper intelligent.
Yeah, and they're like very mature. Like they are children, but the way they're talking isn't
childlike.
Like they were asking people on dates, and they're like 4-year-olds.
Not four, they're 12.
Okay, but they're very young. I think I feel
like
Lane's like 12.
Would you like to go on a date with me?
Remember the children
Aren't you
from?
Three?
They remember the children from Danganronpa 1/2.
I'm almost four.
Aw, and so yeah, and then he logs off, and then she logs off too, and then she goes to talking about the Tachiba General Labs and this protocol in the seventh generation.
A thing I want to mention. It's really minor, and I'm sure it means nothing. When they're playing the game, the guy's got his big busted sword and he's fighting this really disgusting, ugly monster and he kills it.
Yeah.
And just before he kills it, Lane says, "What's the fun of this game? All you do is kill other players," which implies that the big monster he just killed was a player.
Was a player, yeah. No, I didn't pick that up. That's actually quite interesting.
It seemed like it was done in such a way as to imply that, but it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, but also shows that I thought we established that if you die in the game, you die in real life.
No, that was a weird special situation. For the people who were running away from the game in real life who thought it was real.
Oh, right.
Yeah, why would anyone play a game where
you
actually die?
And I was just thinking about, what if this kid is actually, like, super bloodthirsty?
No, he's just playing a video game.
Like every other kid, being bloodthirsty. And then we get some information about this seventh protocol generation.
Well, they're just talking about, like, internet IP protocols. That's a real thing, right? That's just, there's only so much information that can go through on certain data infrastructures, so it has to change. And what they're saying is if you control the data infrastructure, then you'll be the most powerful company. Which, while technically true, has proven in real life to not really mean very much.
And also, like, we're running out of IPv4s, and now we're on to IPv6 because we're running out of the IPv4s.
That's exactly what they're talking about in the thing. And you go, but they're just using different numbers.
So it has some foresight for it.
It does, but they're saying, okay, but since we're running out of those IPs, right? If you add on extra numbers, is all of a sudden Apple going to take a monopoly over the IP numbers? That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
So, like, it's got a good idea, and then it's giving it a sinister twist, which is great, except that any research, because we live in the post-2010 rather than pre-2000.
Well, this was like, what, 2003, I think?
Oh, okay, well, they're not the early 2000s. People know what these things are now. And so
it says 1998 on this, so I'm wrong, I guess. I know, I always thought it was like early 2000s, but I guess it is the 90s then. I'm looking at my DVD and it says 1998 as a copyright, so...
So it's not so much foresight as it is interesting buzzwords, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, and it's still quite interesting, but like, I know, I found myself a touch bored in this part. Like, it's just like nothing was really happening and I found myself zoning out, which is not what I should be doing considering we're reading the subtitles.
Well, that's the last time Tachibana General Labs was even mentioned this episode.
I think Lane mentions it as well when she's walking down, like, on one of the people discussing the rumors. It's discussing like the sixth generation, and then they mentioned it, but that's about it. It's not mentioned that often.
Okay.
So then she goes home, and her sister's looking weird, and I was getting excited. I'm like, yes, we finally get to know what's going on with her sister.
Don't see her again.
And then Lane immediately walks off, and then we see her parents are acting weird.
Well, they're not moving.
Yeah, they're just sort of staring off into space, looking all absent. And Lane pours herself a drink of oolong tea or something, like iced oolong tea, it looks like.
And she goes, you know, someone said, what makes you think your parents are really your parents? Haha, people are so funny. It's a funny joke, right? Turns around, the parents are just staring at her.
This part was good. I like this part.
Because
it is a good question. Like, how do you know that your parents are real? How do you know you're real?
Yeah, I know.
How do you know your parents are really your parents? And you just kind of take everyone's word for it.
But the problem is that, like, there are two things going on here at once, and you can't... I think you can't have both, because it undermines everything, which is you can either have someone legitimately questioning their existence as, like, on an existential problem where they experience things in a solid way, but it might not be real. Or is someone hallucinating and all the things they're seeing are fake? Because you're dealing with two different kinds of illusion and reality, and when you put them together, all of a sudden you don't even know what the show is trying to communicate anymore. It gets lost because the message could be either of them. She could have not been even saying these words. Maybe her parents weren't even in the room. Maybe she wasn't in the room. Nothing we see in this show is necessarily means what it is shown to you to be.
And as we've said, like, in basically every episode, you don't really know if what we're seeing from Lane's eyes is actually happening.
And I think the effect of these sorts of things is, like, Memento is a very classic example of a character who does not really have a good grasp on reality, for good reason. But what makes that movie incredibly effective is you as the viewer are shown what reality is,
mm-hmm.
and thus you understand why the character is acting this way, and you can sort of piece it all together.
Right.
But in this show, there's so much going on that it could be either one, that I sort of get the feeling that there isn't a plan. Or, I mean, maybe there is a plan, but it's like, it's so abstract as to be meaningless.
Yes. But I'm starting to have hope. Like, this episode, like, it picked up for me. It had interesting ideas. It had interesting...
I know, you can put tons of symbols onto something, so much so that anyone can pull any message they want out of it, and you can really appear smart.
I know, but the bits we're about to cover, and I guess we'll get to it when we get to it, but there were bits that I liked in this, and I found it better than previous episodes, which were basically just...
It was probably better than all the other ones, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like, was it episode 3 where things started to finally pick up and we're getting into it, or maybe it was episode 4?
Something like that.
Yeah, it was something that was a couple of episodes ago, but not... It wasn't straight away into the show. But every so often, there's some interesting ideas that kind of make me say, yes, I can see why people are so, like... Why everyone on the internet who is into anime says that this is such a great anime and such a clever anime. And it does that. But I feel like whenever it's done that before, the next episode's, like, gone in a completely different route.
Well, I think what would pay this show off for me at this point, because it's so odd, is for the last episode to, like, explain the reason the show is called Serial Experiments Lane. Like, there's some stuff going on.
Yeah, well, maybe Lane is some form of AI, or she's been tested on or something.
Yeah, it could be.
To make her weird.
But right now, that's just, like, a cool set of buzzwords as well.
Yes. It does sound like an interesting... It sounds like an interesting title. Like, if you want to go for a title that's interesting, it does pretty well. So then she's at school, and Alice comes up, and she asks... You couldn't have done this, right?
Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but yeah. I just realized... I remember when I first heard of this show, I thought that Serial Experiments Lane was a place.
Really?
It's a lane on which there are serial experiments.
Okay.
I want to go down to Serial Experiments Lane and go to the lab.
Okay, no, I see what you mean.
Because I never read it, I just heard of it. Sorry, continue. Alice is being really vague, and it's incredibly frustrating.
Yeah, she's just like, you didn't do it, did you? You know, that.
The thing?
What are you talking about? Oh, you know the thing. Oh, never mind. You would never have done it.
I hate that in anime so much. We need to talk to that man. Or maybe they're talking about that time.
I think it's like subtleness to put another mystery into it.
No, that's exactly what it is. But no human talks that way.
Yeah. You know, you're right. It's a very anime thing. It's an anime way of talking.
If I needed to talk to John, right, and I was looking for him, I wouldn't go to someone and say, hey, did you see
that guy?
That man? I would say, yo, where's John? Obviously.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And then there's a car that comes up and Alice runs off, and then that's it of that for a while.
You see who's in the car, and it's a guy you've never seen before. And Alice has a very significant look at this person with the other girls, and you go, and you said at the time, do they have another storyline going on?
Yeah, it feels like...
And it kind of is.
It feels like it's basically just like Lane is having her own stuff, but then... For the other side of it, there is something completely different going on. Like, we have the high school drama happening, and all of a sudden something happens, and we don't actually know what is going on besides that. So, yes, Lane goes to class, and there's a voice that says that she's always existed in the Wired, and then she's in the Wired at the moment, and there's all these rumors that people are saying. They're, like, faceless people that only have a mouth that's flapping, which is quite scary. And then when she sort of snaps out of it and she's back at her desk, her portable navi says that Lane is a peep Tom, and literally everyone in the class, including the teachers, is glaring at her.
Yeah, and then she leaves, and everyone else in the hallway staring at her, and people in the classroom she goes by.
And she's wondering where Alice is.
What sort of confirms that this is all a hallucination is that she's standing in the window, and this everyone outside is also stopped and staring at her.
Yeah.
Because There's an argument to be made about these things that happen in movies where someone runs outside and everyone's looking at them and they're like, oh God, I'm, you know, because it makes them feel paranoid that everyone's watching them. But, you know, someone running out in the middle of a time where they're not meant to be out of class, sometimes that draws eyes. That makes sense. But in this case, all the people outside who couldn't possibly have known, now it's like guaranteed a hallucination, which means did any of this happen? Probably not.
Yeah.
I know the strength of a show like this, or a strength of a show with hallucinations is to make the audience question what did and did not happen.
And then she like falls out of the window, I think.
No, the window breaks a bit, but she's on the ground.
And then she's outside.
No, but then she's outside, like she walked there. It's a different scene.
She's outside and then she screams and she sets like a storage room on fire, I think.
Well, there's like a psychic explosion, which is all in her head.
Yeah, it's
the fact that you took that seriously at all, like it might have happened.
No, I mean, it obviously didn't because like no one mentions it, but it's just an interesting thing. I mean, it's a thing.
I'm not even sure it is.
And then we get a scene of Alice fantasizing about the teacher, and then Lane is on the bed with the creepiest face ever.
Well, I mean, she's got the creepy old man face, and then Alice does take her hands out from between her legs, so you know that the creepy old man face is pretty much the appropriate face.
Yeah, it's just like, this is a really uncomfortable scene.
And she's like, Lane, did you tell everyone? And Lane's like...
And
that was the whole scene.
I'm not sure. Did this happen? I guess we get deleted on the screen in a couple of scenes.
Well, no. So what happens?
And no one remembers it. So
Lane sees this while she's asleep amongst her computers, but also outside, and the wires are going nuts. And she's like, you're not me. You're not the shadow and or the true self. And she has a fight. This is literally just Persona.
Oh, it is.
And she has a bit of a fight with the alter.
She strangles
Lane.
Her.
She has to fight her. She's like, why do I have to feel your body heat? Because the show's really well written. And she tries to strangle her, and then she says, I'm committing suicide, which is an interesting thing as a reminiscence to the girl at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of too.
And it's possible what we're seeing in the show is a loop of like what that girl might have experienced.
Yeah.
Because she said that she also lived on in the wire, but it's, who knows, maybe it's unrelated to that entirely and just not even close.
No, I think it must be related, surely.
So,
because we haven't actually brought up the character who killed himself at the start. Like, everyone's sort of forgotten about her. But she also said she was in the wide and there was God. Like, if Lane was friends with her, I'm pretty sure wouldn't she say, hey, where's my friend at?
I don't know. And so Lane talks to God of the God of the Wide, who also thinks that it is Lane by itself.
Yeah.
And
then he says that everyone is Lane, and then the people who were spreading the rumors before all have Lane faces, and like one of them has a head that fell off, and
Lane knocks it off.
This scene put me into like almost a sort of like semi-hysterical laughing fit because it reminded me of a scene from Arthur the Aardvark in the TV show where one of the characters, like, I can't remember the context because it was so long ago, but her head explodes and lands in someone's garden and she's just the neck and the head, and it reminds me of this scene and it made me laugh a lot.
A bit like it.
Yeah.
And then sort of at the end of that, Lane's at school the next day and her friends all run towards her and she's like, oh my God, they're all happy to see me, which means they must have forgotten, you know, if there were rumors that were spread around or if they were me or what was going on. And as she goes to greet them, a doppelganger just like sprouts out of her and goes and hang out with them. And
with
she's really energetic.
Man face.
Yeah, with the weird face. She's all energetic and like not like Lane at all. And all the girls are happy to see her.
Yeah, and she's like, Lane, let's go to Siberia.
Yeah, and Lane just goes, but I'm here. And then no one hears her. And she's stuck in a white void and she fades out. And it's all symbolic of something.
And then we see
we're 8 episodes into. How many are there in the series?
13?
I was hoping you'd say 10.
Yeah, but like I feel like they have a lot to finish off.
I think that they could explain it much faster than you think. Because I think they do waste a lot of time.
Right. And then we have a scene where Lane's at her Navi and her computer's setup is upgraded again, I think. And she's just asking, hey, Navi. And Navi's like, yes. And she's like, am I the only Lane? How do I know I'm not the only Lane?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
How do I know I'm the only Lane?
And it doesn't answer.
So basically, the Navi is just Google Home Mini.
Well, it would be.
It would be if I had internet
so
at the moment.
So is everyone's computer.
Yeah, and then that's the episode.
Present day. Present time.
What were your opinions?
You know what? Stuff happened, but...
Yeah, I actually like this episode.
I'm having the same problem I sort of had before, which I mentioned, it's trying to do so much that I'm not... It's not that I'm struggling to follow what's happening. I think I'm following what's happening quite well.
I think I'm following what's... Unless I'm just stupid and I'm missing all these key points. Like, if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, they did mention this, this, and this, which has so much significance and is like a throwback to when this, this, and this happened. Like, if we are missing something, please let us know.
Yeah, and that might be the case. It might be I get to the end of it and I don't get it, and I do some reading and I see a couple points and I go, oh, it all makes sense now.
Yeah.
But right now, I feel like I'm following the plot here, and I don't know, as a mystery, I'm not even sure it's that interesting, and because I think I don't have any sense of the stake. That's what's at stake here? Lane's curiosity or her personhood? It might be the latter, in which case I have to care about Lane. And I don't.
I mean, she's
just a bit of a weirdo.
I'm curious to what's going on, because I would like to find it, but I don't feel it's as complicated as everyone told me it was. Unless again, if I'm missing something, like, extreme, like, if I'm just completely, like, looking over something that's obvious.
I really get the sense that the reason, at this stage, and it is early, there's, what, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. There's 5 episodes to go. So maybe it totally all comes around and everything's relevant.
Yeah, we've been saying that for like 8 episodes.
I'm still getting the sense that the reason people say it's very complicated and it's hard to understand is because they throw a lot of pointless information at you.
Yeah.
Just like, here, this is the name of something, this is, and there's this entire thing that happened. And at the end of the day, none of that was actually relevant to the core plot, but it was in your head and you were trying to connect the dots and it seemed really complicated. That's totally possible.
Yeah.
And also it's possible it's all relevant, but the show is not charitable in any way to make it clear. It is, what's the word I'm trying to look for? It's not just like unfriendly. It feels like, it kind of feels like it's trying to deter you from watching the rest of it. Because a good mystery, or I mean, a mystery show that is good, typically, makes you want to watch it. Because you tell yourself, I want to know how this all fits together.
Yeah.
Atmon managed it.
Oh, Atmon did very well, yes.
Atmon managed to have a mystery that made me go, I want to see how they explain this. And eventually they did, and it was good. I'm trying to think of other mystery shows. True Detective was amazing for that. I really wanted to know what the mystery was. So even though there were slow moments, those slow moments were great because they were well written. Whereas this show, I feel like they have 20 minutes to fill with 5 minutes of content. So they're going to wax poetic about nothing for 10 minutes. And they're going to animate weird hallucinatory nonsense for another 5 minutes. Then the actual plot of the show will take place in the other 5 minutes. And what's confusing is the 15 minutes beforehand.
Right.
That might be it. I could be totally wrong.
Look, I'm worried that it'll be that, but as I said, every so often they'll have a really good episode or a good episode that gets me really interested, and that's, like, this episode. Like, I find it scary that, like, oh no, she's got, like, this evil twin of a clony person who's running around and who has a split personality, I guess. And I find that interesting, and I find it interesting how, you know, the discussion on, is Lane actually sane? Like, none of this could be happening. All this could be hallucination, and she could be dissociating.
I think what this show needed was to introduce this much earlier.
Well, maybe it did. Like, in the first episode, we saw some things that were hallucinations. Like, no, she was at a train station.
No,
all of a
I don't mean like the, oh, mild hallucinations. What does that mean? I mean the plot line of there is another Lane around, and
there
is a core. Like, and I know they mentioned it really, really briefly, and then they let it go in their, again, 5 minute plot line they're allowed per episode.
I think, in the second episode, they mentioned, Lane, there's someone called Lane of the Wired who goes to Siberia and is, like, really cool, but it can't be you.
Because if the plot of the show is that she has been replaced with another Lane, there's every possibility it's modern sensibilities about the way plot should progress, and that they've been building up really slowly. But I feel like that build-up has been boring. Like, I haven't enjoyed that build-up. It's been so slow and meandering.
Yeah.
That if they had introduced it early, I would have said, I want to know where this goes. And now, I know I know the methodology through which they tell us the story, and I don't care. If we would have put this down right now, I would have no fascination as to what's going to happen.
And I feel like, to some degree, I'm sort of the same. Like, I'm not itching to watch the next episode next month. I mean, not necessarily. And there's another thing that I'm not really fond of about Lane, and it's every so often we get these wall of text informations and, like, very static, like, no animation, like, just sort of Lane's reaction or just scenery. And we get walls of text. And I mean, it's walls of text because we're watching the subtitles. And maybe it would be different if we could understand Japanese or if we were watching the dub. But it's something that I'm not necessarily too fond of in Lane, because it's just like, I find those scenes boring. I'm just like, I'm reading, like, nothing is happening. I'm reading and I'm sort of getting what's going on, but, like, it's not super interesting.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out, like, is it us or is it the show? And I like to think that, you know, if I have the patience to get through more than 50 episodes of Atmon for a mystery that I was into, for a show that I, by rights, shouldn't like.
Yes.
Probably means that this show's not doing it well. Because it's not like Atmon was fast about it. But it did it in a way that, okay, well, everything else besides the mystery was also entertaining. Whereas this show, when it stops talking about its mystery, is just the pits.
I think that's because it only has the one mystery and it doesn't have anything else going on besides the mystery. At One had the characters. We had other characters in there and their stories. We don't really know much except for Alice either has feelings for her teacher or has actually something going on with her teacher, whether or not we know that that was an actual, like, if that was just a fantasy or if that was something that's actually currently happening. And that's fine, but I feel like they should have introduced, like, the other characters having personalities sooner and that would have been better.
Maybe.
And that's the thing with Atmon, is that it's that there's a mystery, but there are also a few other mysteries.
Well,
and then we have the characters as well.
On that note, I'll lead sort of into this question. Atmon is more or less a mystery show. Do you like Haru?
I love Haru.
Of course you do, because he's a sweet kid, and you see him all the time.
And he's a genuine character. Like, he's not, like, he's not completely out there. Like, yeah. He's a reasonable, like, you can relate to him, and it's just, he's realistic.
Do you like Eri?
Eri, I love Eri.
Great. Pretty Little Lies is a mystery show, right?
It's a mystery thriller, yes.
Okay. Who's the main character of that?
Well, there's all of them. They're all equal.
Who would you consider to be the main character?
I guess it depends on the season. Like, I definitely season feel one. Like... I guess Arya is quite... I keep on saying Arya because Game of Thrones, but I say Arya. But I guess the main character would be Alicent.
Do you like Arya or Alicent? Do you like them?
No, they're not my favourites.
No?
No, my favourite is Spencer.
I'm not asking who your
favourite
is. I'm saying, do you like them? Do you care about the things that are going to happen to them?
I care about Spencer and I care about Emily. They're my favourite characters.
Great. Okay. Now, the last question here, because those are all mystery things, and what's important is that you care about the main character.
Yes.
Do you care about Lane?
I mean, it's not like I don't care about her. It's just that, like, she doesn't have enough character that I know about her. I want them to tell me why I have to care about her, besides they just show, like, this is a girl, her name's Lane. Yep. She may not have real parents or something. That was sad when she was standing there in the kitchen. Like, I was feeling like this is a sad moment.
But you know what? Her mom's only ever showed up once and her dad showed up twice and he was weird both times. Like, I don't think there's any gravitas to that moment.
I think I care more about Alice.
Sure.
Like,
every possibility.
Like, she looked distraught in that scene.
Because the thing is, Alice is nice. You've seen Alice has a personality of, she cares about her friend, but she's struggling to figure out how to solve those problems because the friend's a big weirdo who's just blank all the time.
She's trying, but yeah, you're right. Lane is a little bit blank. And you're right, with other TV shows, there are... I mean, I guess, like, when I said I don't care about, like, Arya and Alison, I mean, like, out of In Pretty Little Lies, they're not, like... It's not like I don't care about them, they're just not my favourite of the main characters.
No, I'm asking, like, do you like them? You don't have to... They don't have to be a favourite, but do you like them? And do you care what happens
to them? Well, Alison was only a main character in, like, it's partially, I guess.
Okay,
I don't need to justify...
I don't need to tell me about Pretty Little Lies. I need to ask
I
just need to know if you cared about them, like, at all.
Yeah, well, I did. Okay.
Because when I'm asking about Lane, I'm not saying... Do you not care? Because not caring is a void.
I
but
care,
like,
about them more than Lane.
Yeah, well, like, Lane's a nobody. And I just don't think they've ever done a good job of characterizing her, except as a weird, bumbling, like, oh, stuff's happening. I don't know what, though. And I don't care. If she were to die in the next episode, I'd be like, fine, great, show's over.
I feel like there was one episode where she was normal. When she was first building her computer and she was, like, kind of almost like a normal human being, she was actually likable in that episode.
Yeah, I think that might be the case. And then the show just backtracked on it completely.
Yeah, we got an episode of her sister being weird, and then the next episode we had kids, like, praising the sun.
So I don't really know what we're meant to be feeling. And I guess the issue is that, oh god, we're just complaining a lot here. The show doesn't feel like it has a consistent, like, tone or theme or what it's going for. Sometimes it's horror, sometimes it's mystery, sometimes it's cyberpunk.
But I have a lot of faith because the Lane subreddit...
Because everyone likes it.
The Lane subreddit is, like, surprisingly active. I try not
to
hate
it too
much because I don't want spoil. Well, we got 11 upvotes in the last episode.
Did we get any responses?
We got a response, yeah, which I'll read out when we're done discussing our own opinions.
Is it, these guys don't know what they're talking about? This show's great.
No. Well, it started off with, it's really great that you do a podcast about Lane, I'm pretty sure, from memory. I do have it up on my phone.
Okay.
But it's really great that, like, you know, people are actually, like, they're upvoting it at the very least, whether or not they're actually listening. But it's a fairly active subreddit for a show that has 12 episodes. I would say that it's...
13.
13, sorry. I'm used to seasons having 12 episodes.
Okay.
But I think it's 13. But, like, it's got a pretty active subreddit and people often talk about it, so... For there to be an active fandom, like...
There's an active fandom for everything, man.
Yeah, I know, but it's a very short series, and it was a long time ago, and for people to still be talking about it, there must be something there. So I'll continue to have faith. And this episode, you know what? It gave me a bit of faith. Like, I do... I mean, you're right about how I don't care as much about Lane as I should, but... I mean, Lane as in the character, not Lane as in the show.
Yeah, no.
Because I'm more like, what's going on with Alice? What's going on with the sister?
I'm just going to take the pessimistic position where if it's bad, I was right, and if it's good, then I'm pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, and I think that's actually quite a good way of looking at media, to
no,
be
it's
honest.
Not. It is really not. You shouldn't, because I'm looking to be disappointed, and that's not how you should go into a show.
Yeah, but I feel like you might have actually enjoyed Atmon because you were surprised by it actually being good.
That's true, and it eventually got me. But I mean, like, when I went to Gurren Lagann, I expected to like that show, and boy, did I!
Yeah, okay, no, I see your point, I see your point. So I'll read this Reddit reply now, response, with my no eyesight because I'm not wearing my glasses, but I'll truck along. So it's from Getanand, and it says, really interesting, never seen a podcast about Serial Experiments Lane before. I think people's opinions on the show are very varied because it is a bit of a cluster F. I can't say that word because...
Oh, you can say whatever you want, it's our show.
No, but it's not an explicit podcast and I don't want to get taken off iTunes. Because I'm pretty sure all our listeners come from there. And I've seen it something like 4 times now, and it's mostly just a series of events that can be interpreted in many ways. I'm not even sure the writers had a specific interpretation in mind at all. I think this is the reason why some people hate it, and also why some people really love it, and kind of made a cult following. I personally like the show because of its surreal, anxious, gritty, ethereal atmosphere, and the story can be quite emotional, profound, depending on how you choose to interpret it.
Mate, it just got confirmed. This story does not wrap up satisfactorily.
I mean...
The story doesn't... It doesn't... You're going to get to the end, and having watched it 4 times, the fan has just said, I don't know what's going on yet.
But I do like the atmosphere, and there's that. I do like the sort of weird settings.
I like it's weird, right? But, I think the problem now, right, is it's a vision of the future that is very clearly wrong.
I think maybe that's another reason why, like, as you said, like, it is something that was done for, like, futuristic-wise, but, like, in the past, and now we're watching it from the future.
We're watching it from beyond the future it was contemplating.
And computers didn't get that much bigger. Like, the monitors got smaller.
No, that's not even the issue.
And the machines itself, you can have a very, very, very small machine, but if you want it to be really good, it's quite big. But it's not, like, it's not the size of a room. Like, we didn't go in the way of, like, oh, computers are now the size of the room, and they're supercomputers now.
We're not quite at the place where you can... personally go into the internet, but engagement with the internet has gotten to a point which is pretty much what they're discussing.
Yeah. And also, sometimes it doesn't seem so much like whenever we see Lane in the wide, she's sitting at her computer, so it could 100% be the immersion of it feeling like she's in the internet. Like, I've mentioned this before, but
I assume it's just an MMO.
I've mentioned this to you, so but I'll just say on the show, like, we play a game called PUBG.
Players Unknown. Player Unknown's
Battlegrounds. I keep wanting to say Public Unknown Battlegrounds.
Public Unknown.
Public Unknown. Player Unknown's Battlegrounds, because that is a good game. And
with a bad name.
Worst name for a good game. So we play with our friends, and I've had a few times where I'm just like, I can literally not remember if I was talking to my friend in real life or if we were over voice chat in this game. And that's how immersive it is. Like, I'm pretty sure I remember, like, sitting on a hill talking about this, but I don't think I've hung out with that person and sat on a hill for a while. So it was probably in PUBG. I think I was probably just, you know, hiding somewhere prone on a hill talking to my friend, which is what we do. So, like, it is sort of like, maybe it is just immersion represented by you are in the game. It's just immersion. I mean, we do have the point where we can now talk to our computers. Like, you have Cortana on Windows computers, and I don't think there's any for Mac. At least not with my MacBook anyway. And you can talk to your phone. You've got Siri, you've got Google, you've got Cortana. And I'm sorry if I activated anyone's Google, because Google is very talkative. I turned mine off because it kept on popping up during recording podcast. So we do have those things, but in the ways that there's, like, massive computer, chips in your brain. It's like, nah, man.
The psyche chip never came back, by the way. They talked about it in the second episode.
Yep, I know,
disappeared forever.
Prior to that, the message that we got, I would have sort of said, yeah, we'll bring it back. But now after that message, I'm not sure. Like, oh, maybe they just don't. And there are a lot of interesting ideas. And I think that it's interesting to note that when the person who just wrote in said how people hate it or they love it, I don't actually know if there's anyone in the middle ground who said, yeah, it was all right. Well, or, yeah, I liked it. Or, yeah, I didn't really like it. There's always someone who says it was bad. Like, it's everyone's always saying it's too, like, it's so deep and there's so much going on because they didn't understand it, because there was nothing really going on. And there are people who love it because of the atmosphere. But I don't feel like there's anyone who's anywhere else. Like, you seem to either hate it or you really love it.
Well, there's two reasons for that. A, it's a kind of show that doesn't invite you to be in the middle, because it doesn't have a satisfactory story where you can say, yeah, I like the story, but I didn't like the setting, right? Or, I like the setting, but the story wasn't really for me. It's, there was a setting. Did you like it? Also, no one talks about neutrality. Why would you... What about neutrality brings you to type on the internet that you didn't care. Well, or that you cared, but only a little bit.
No, but everyone who I've spoken about Lane, like, oh, I'm watching Lane, like, they'll either say, I haven't seen it, or they'll say, oh, I hate that show, or I say, oh, I love that show. There's no one who says, I've seen it. There's no one who just says that, oh, yeah, they've seen it. There's always someone who has, like, a strong opinion one way or another. They would say, yeah, not so much goes on, I hated it, or like, or not, well, not so much goes on, like, so much was going on but nothing really happened. And I think I quoted Tai Chi from Digimon Adventure Try when I was watching this episode, and I said, I know more but I understand less, because I just feel like that's fairly accurate of what was going on.
That's where we're at.
And yeah, I will watch more. I'm not particularly, you know, on the edge of my seat to find out what happens next, but I'm ready for the show to take me and for me to, like, say this is a good show. Because at the moment I'm still like, it's not bad. I think that Jay and I were discussing this before, and we're saying it's, you can't actually tell if it's bad because it hasn't been concluded yet. And there are some things that prior to conclusion, you know, are bad. So there at least says that. You don't know if it's bad yet. So there's that.
Present day. Present time.
All right, so next time we are watching Layer 09, which is called Protocol. Are you looking forward to it, Jay?
No.
Oh, okay. But it's called Protocol, so that could be interesting. It's more about IPs and stuff. Let's see if how it adds up to 2017 knowledge.
Not well, probably.
The link dump's linked in the description. And you can contact us and stay updated. You can email us at lostintranslationmon@gmail.com, or you can comment on this episode or message us on SoundCloud. You can follow us on @translationmon on Twitter, and you can find us on Lost in Translationmon on Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. We had a discussion of that on With the Will, and a red thread in the Lane subreddit. And if you reply to that and you're just listening to this because you just listen to the Lane podcast and you don't listen to any of our other podcasts, you can reply. If you reply there, I'll know to read it out on this episode and not in our main show, because you might not want to listen to all the Digimon episodes.
Don't worry, I'm not always such a horrible curmudgeon on air.
Most of the time. Especially if you want to hear Jay enjoying something, listen to any of our coverage of Digimon Universe Appy Monsters.
Everything else we do, though? No, terrible. I hate everything.
The first coverage of Savers you liked.
Yeah, for a little while.
Yeah, for a little while. And we'd appreciate it if you were to review us on Apple Podcasts, which is iTunes. I think they're called the Apple Podcasts now. Stitcher and any other podcast listening app that you use. Ratings really assist people finding our podcast, so please, please do it. Please read it out.
Don't sound so desperate. Come on.
I have to. I can't help it. And we have a website, and you can vote in weekly polls, check out our release schedule, and you can check out our blog posts. You can also donate to our Patreon, which is linked in the description, from as little as $1 a month. And that gets you access to our Alyssa Slack chat group. But you can also get high levels like notes, early episodes, and more.
And thank you to our current Patreon supporters, Sam Krieger, who has a podcast called The Moncast, which is called...
The Moncast?
Oh, I'm trying to read it.
I'll read it, don't worry. And so Sam hosts that with Stevie. Stevie is also Stevie Padam on a Tumblr and takes commissions. Wu Qinglong, who is on Twitch at twitch.tv/WuQinglong. Metal Mamimon, Joe, Anime Guy, who is Anime Guy Kurosaki, then the number one on YouTube, Chuckmon, Ishpel Bamba, Hirolato, who is Hirolato on Twitter, Jason Morosky, Ryuchi, who is Frost Moragic on Archive of Our Own, Stephen Reeves, who is at WildWing64 on Twitter, Kaidawashi, Mac, Noam, Riku, Chisai, who you can follow at Chisai236 on Tumblr, Kyle, Delady Bugman, who you can read his anime blog on baguburagu.wordpress.com, Small Wolfie, who is on Topastic as Small Wolfie and has a comic called Eden of Melancholy, Tom, Glitch Goat, Azrael McCool, Gene Hackmon, Matthew, Anthony, who is at AndroClassic on Twitter, Lizmet, who is Alekmon on Tumblr, Sithobi, Ali Vorg, who is Ali Vorg on Tumblr, Sporky McForkinspoon, who hosts another Digimon podcast called Going Digital, Megan, Kaliek, Neobu, Jams, Time Optimist, Silverhead Freak 25, Harvey, and Alex. You can also make a one donation on our PayPal, which can be found in the description. It's paypal.me/edgemon, and make sure to subscribe to the podcast. See you guys next time. Bye!